Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Two police officers in Louisville, Kentucky are hospitalized after being shot during protests over the Breonna Taylor case. Demonstrators took to the streets yesterday after a grand jury brought no direct criminal charges against the officers involved in Taylor's fatal shooting at her apartment 6 months ago. Charges of wanton endangerment were brought against fired officer Brett Hankinson for shooting into a nearby apartment during the incident. Robert Schroeder is the interim police chief in Louisville.
I am very concerned about the safety of our officers. Obviously, we've had two officers shot tonight, and that is very serious. It's a very dangerous condition.
One suspect is in custody, and the wounding of the officers, both are expected to recover. The Texas Republican Party and GOP candidates in the state are suing Governor Greg Abbott and the Secretary of State for allowing an extension of early voting. Ashley Lopez, with member station KUT in Austin, says the order was prompted by the coronavirus.
In July, Governor Abbott extended the state's two-week early voting period by a week. In his order, he said extra early voting days would ensure election officials can provide appropriate social distancing and safe hygiene practices during the pandemic. But the plaintiffs argue the order violates the state's election code. Texas is one of the few states that has no plans to expand vote by mail. In Texas, it remains limited to people over 65, out of town, or disabled. Voting groups say an extended early voting period is one of the few things state leaders have done to make voting safer during the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.
The Wisconsin legislature is appealing a federal judge's ruling that allows absentee ballots to be counted 6 days beyond the November 3rd election. Republicans control the legislature in Madison. The Senate is expected to pass a spending bill to keep the federal government operating through December 11th. The House passed the bill 2 days ago. NPR's Corey Turner says the measure includes an extension of a program that helps feed children who don't have access to free meals for which they're eligible.
The program is called Pandemic EBT, and lawmakers first created it in the spring. It took the value of the school meals kids were not getting because their schools had been closed due to the pandemic, and put it, usually a few hundred dollars, onto a debit card that families could use at the grocery store. Research suggests that Pandemic EBT kept between 2.5 and 3.5 million children out of hunger this summer. The program was set to expire by the end of September, but in a show of bipartisanship, the House voted to extend it through fiscal year 2021. The Senate is expected to do the same in the coming days. Corey Turner, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Later this morning, President Trump is expected to pay his final respects to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president is scheduled to visit the Supreme Court building where Ginsburg's flag-draped casket lies in repose. Long lines of mourners turned out there yesterday. Ginsburg's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. She will be the first woman to receive that honor. The House has passed a bill designed to help Native American tribes resolve cases of missing or killed indigenous people. Ryan Heinches with member station KNAU reports from Flagstaff.
The bill, known as Savannah's Act, would expand tribal access to federal crime information databases, among other measures, and has already passed the Senate. Advocates for missing and murdered indigenous people say the lack of data sharing among federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement is one of the biggest hurdles to solving many of the crimes. The legislation was named for Savannah LaFontaine Graywind, a member of the Spirit Lake Sioux tribe who was abducted and murdered while pregnant in Fargo, North Dakota in 2017. According to the U.S. Justice Department, Native American women on some tribal lands are murdered at a rate 10 times the national average. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
California's governor is seeking to ban the sale of all new gasoline-powered cars and trucks in his state in 15 years. Gavin Newsom signed an executive order yesterday calling for state regulators to develop new regulations to meet his deadline. The ban would not prevent people from owning such vehicles. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.